shot in the heart of a nuclear explosion, victim of gamma radiation gone wild, Dr. Robert Bruce Banner now finds himself transformed in times of stress into 7 feet, 1,000 pounds of unfettered fury. The most powerful creature to ever walk the earth, Stan Lee presents the Incredible Hulk. And now, the Wolverine. Instant recap department. Old Greenskin has been lured to Quebec, Canada, as part of a fantastic plan to cure the wild-eyed woods beast called the Wendigo. But where the Emerald Man brute is concerned, nothing is predictable. So instead of curing Wendy, the Hulk is embroiled in battle with him. If you freaks want to tangle with someone, why not try your luck against me? A battle that rages through the forest until this gaudily garbed gentleman intrudes upon the scene, claws bared, teeth clenched, his face awash with almost feral fury. With astounding speed, the snarling Wolverine hurtles forward, his very momentum scattering the two massive monsters who loom before him. Heads up, Ares. The Wolverine is coming through.
Huh? Little Man attacks Hulk.
That's about the size of it, Sonny. The government sent me to take care of you, Hulk, and I'm a gent who always does his job.
Stand still, little man, or Hulk will smash!
Sorry, Hulk, but seeing as how you're about 2 feet taller than I am, and how you outweigh me by about 100 stone, I'll just keep moving if you please, because moving is the thing I do best.
Bah! Little man jumps around like a big rabbit!
Like a Wolverine, if you don't mind, Hulk. And like a Wolverine, I've got claws. Forged of diamond heart adamantium, and the power to back them up. And since those claws can't seem to pierce that incredible emerald hide of yours, why don't I see how they fare against your shaggy friend, eh? Ah, that's much better. Startled by the sudden savage slashing, the Wendigo takes a single half step backward, and the Wolverine is quick to press his advantage.
Wendigo!
So that's your name now, is it? Back at the base, they said you were only a legend, that you didn't exist. Well, when I'm done with you, Shaggy, you won't.
Huh? Where is little man going? Come back, little man! Come back and fight!
In case you hadn't noticed, Hulk, the Wolverine already has a sparring partner. And though you might think a battle between an 8-foot monster and a 5-foot-5-inch man would be a trifle one-sided, we assure you it is not. The Wendigo is weakening. He's bigger than the Hulk, but he's not nearly as impregnable.
Hulk doesn't understand. First little man fights Hulk, and now he fights Hulk's enemy? But if Hulk's enemy is little man's enemy, then little man is Hulk's friend. Hulk's friend? Yes, little man is Hulk's friend. So Hulk will help little man fight Hulk's enemy.
The most awesomely powerful leg muscles on Earth propel the green behemoth across the glade to plow with staggering impact into his shaggy foe.
Hulk has come, little friend, to help you beat Wendigo.
But the Emerald Man brute may have spoken a trifle prematurely, as suddenly...
Wendigo! Wendigo is strong, but Hulk and his friend are stronger! Hulk and Hulk's friend will smash Wendigo!
Don't understand why that big green brute suddenly thinks I'm his buddy. But it's a little misconception I can make use of. Quickly, my friend, Hulk! While I've got the Wendigo distracted, attack him!
Huh? It's good plan, friend. Hulk will do as you say. But first, little friend must go away from Wendigo. Because what Hulk must do now, only Hulk can do. And Hulk does not want Hulk's new friend to be hurt. Not even by accident. Wendigo!
Incredible! The Hulk threw the Wendigo with force enough to uproot a stand of trees. But the wood beast is still conscious. The Hulk did his best, but it just wasn't good enough. So it's up to me to finish this little Donnybrook and fast. With the savage ferocity of the creature for which he is named, the Wolverine hurls himself upon the furry nightmare. There is a shrill hissing as his adamantium talons flash through the air, a sickening thwack as they strike. And when the Wolverine rises, he rises alone.
Ha! Little friend did good. You smashed ugly Wendigo once, and now Wendigo is dead.
He should be, Hulk, but he's not. Apparently the Wendigo is as immortal as the legends say. My talons only rendered him unconscious. A strange, uneasy silence settles over the scene. Then, the threat of the Wendigo is ended, or so it seems. And the Hulk peers at his pint-sized companion in quiet confusion. He does not know what to say to the Wolverine now that the battle is done, does not know how he should respond to the somber little man. But when the Wolverine suddenly lashes out with customary savagery, the Hulk's response becomes almost automatic. All right, Greenskin, it's your turn to take a thrashing.
Huh? Puny little man, Hulk thought you were Hulk's friend. Hulk trusted you, but you betrayed Hulk. Attacked Hulk. Just like all other puny humans Hulk has known, little man made a fool of Hulk, and for that, Hulk will smash!
You'll have to catch me first, ugly, and nobody is fast enough to do that. Ah! Hidden in the pre-dawn shadows nearby, an uncomfortable George Baptiste and a grim Marie Cartier, the girl who lured the Hulk to Quebec, watch the raging battle with a mixture of horror and anxious anticipation.
There, Marie, do you see what your madness has wrought? Your brother has fallen, perhaps mortally wounded, and it's all your fault.
Nonsense, George. Everything goes even better than expected. The Wendigo can't be harmed. You know that. The Hulk and the one called Wolverine merely saved us the task of overcoming Paul all by ourselves. Now quickly, while they're still distracted, help me carry Paul's body inside. The sooner things are prepared, the sooner we'll be ready to begin the transformation.
Moments later, within the stone slab hovel nearby...
Fine. The Reapers of Slumber will keep Paul unconscious until we capture the Hulk as well. And then I'll utilize the black arts I learned to transfer the curse of the Wendigo from my brother to the group.
Marie, I beg you, please reconsider this insanity. What you intend to do is unnatural, unholy, and dangerous.
Outside, the jade-hued juggernaut fights on. Unaware of the terrible fate the maniacally obsessed girl has planned for him. Unaware of the gold and crimson splendor spread across his battlefield by the swiftly rising sun. A sun also rising behind the secret Canadian military complex, nestled deep in the sheltering hills not too very far away.
Where? We have come to eavesdrop on a most pertinent conversation. Any word from Weapon X as yet, Matthews?
Not at the moment, sir. Aerial reconnaissance reports that he's entered the target zone. But so far, well, so far we've heard nothing.
Do you think we did the right thing, sir? I mean, sending him into active combat like that, alone?
We wouldn't have sent him if we didn't think he was ready, Holdridge. The government has spent a great deal of time, effort, and money developing that mutant's natural born speed, strength, and savagery into the skills of a professional warrior. And despite the few kinks remaining in his psychological makeup, I think we've done a pretty good job. The Wolverine has asked for 6 hours to bring in the Hulk single-handed, and he's gonna have those 6 hours. And if he fails, and mind you, I don't think that he will, then we'll take other action. Contingency measures have already been put into active operation outside. That specially designed chopper is ready to drop a crack team of top commandos in the area if necessary. Believe me, gentlemen, one way or the other, the Hulk is as good as finished.
Unnamed officer may speak more truly than even he knows, for back at the battle site... Blast you, Greenskin! No one could be that strong! Wagon blazes, don't you fall!
Strong? Bah! Puny little man, Hulk will show you strong! See how easy Hulk lifts big rock! Rock that Hulk will smash you with!
Oh yes, Hulk, I see. But in a second, all that you'll see are a lot of little stars!
Huh? Puny little man hits Hulk! Makes Hulk drop rock! puny little man. You made Hulk mad. Now nothing will stop Hulk from crushing you like bug.
Nothing, J-Jaws? We'll see about that. For on a small rise just behind you...
Everything's in readiness. The sun is at precisely the right angle. The breeze is blowing perfectly.
Marie, don't do this! As your brother's best friend, I beseech you!
As my brother's best friend, you'll do exactly as I say. Since it's your fault he became the Wendigo in the first place.
As explained in detail last issue, and way back in Hulk number 62. No, 162. Rask Leroy.
Now stand aside as I prepare the mystic spell of subjugation. For you may be caught in its grasp as well.
With that, Marie Cartier turns her face skyward, mutters an arcane chant beneath her breath, then pours a dusty gray pumice from the vial into her hand. A pumice that glows golden with the dawn sun's rays as it plunges into an ornately carved vessel, thus releasing billowing clouds of an almost invisible gas. A gas carried down the rise to the battlefield below by the brisk morning breeze. For several seconds, the conflict continues, unmindful of the all-pervading mist. Then the two combatants stagger, gasp desperately for breath, and fall. And there is a triumphant enchantress who comes to claim her prize.
You see, George, I told you everything would work out here, didn't I?
Unfortunately, Marie, everything is not ended. Not yet.
But it soon will, George. If you'll help me bring that brute inside so we can start. Well, what are you waiting for, George? I asked you to...
Merciful God! Marie, look! Look at the Hulk!
Eyes wide with horror, the two responsible for this strange situation stare at the Hulk as the man-monster's massive emerald body trembles, then swiftly begins to contract, losing weight, changing color, until it becomes the unconscious form of a man. A Dr. Robert Bruce Banner sleeps on, blissfully unaware of his perilous predicament.
This makes no difference, George. We can still...
No, Marie. This is the end of it. It's bad enough to do what you had planned to a simple, mindless monster, but to do it to a man? Never! I'm sorry, Marie, but I'm through with this madness.
But you can't be, George. You owe a debt to my brother, to me.
Perhaps I did, Marie, but you take into account the price I've paid with my immortal soul for our atrocities, and the debt has been more than repaid, in full.
George, no! Come back!
George Baptiste steels himself against Marie's plaintive cries and strides somberly into the forest's depths. There, out of sight of the stone slab hovel, amidst an evergreen beauty that speaks silently of a peace he may never again find in this life, George sits and thinks. Marie's last words echo and re-echo within his mind. The debt he owes her brother, Paul. The debt he owes her. The image of Marie's lovely face, scarred by lines of torment, dances madly before his eyes, and a single anguished sob escapes his lips. George knows what he must do. So long as Paul Cartier suffers the curse of the Wendigo, Marie will never rest. And though she calls the shaggy woods beast immortal, George knows there are mystic things within their hovel that can put an end to Paul's suffering forever. Stiffly, almost mechanically, George returns to the stone slab structure, and having cast a melancholy glance over his shoulder at the sunlit serenity behind him, George steps inside. While, back at the battle-torn clearing, Marie Cartier's thoughts are open for anyone to know.
Go ahead, George. Desert me. I don't need you. I don't need anyone. I'll complete the rite of transformation alone. You'll see. Once I drag this sacrifice inside, I'll take care of everything. Don't worry, Paul, darling. I'll save you. Oh, Lord, he's so heavy for a little man. And his skin, changing color, turning green. Oh, my God.
Animal girl tricked Hulk, knocked Hulk out. Hulk thought you were Hulk's friend, but Animal Girl is just another pure human.
No, Hulk. I am. I am.
Bah! Animal Girl lies! Hulk will smash!
Screaming in abject terror at the threat, the fur-clad girl is naturally startled when the green Goliath lumbers right past her, bearing down instead on a swiftly reviving Wolverine.
You are the one Hulk truly hates.
Then just give me a few more seconds to burst these chains and all.
Ha! Little man can't break puny chains. Then Hulk will break little man's chains and little man with them.
With bone-shattering force, the Emerald Man brute smashes the Wolverine to earth. A move that serves only to sunder the pint-sized Fury's already weakened bonds and send him hurtling into action once more.
This time, Greenskin, I'm gonna finish you!
Little wonder that nobody notices Marie Cartier racing desperately from the glade and back to the stone slab shack where her monstrous brother lies sleeping. Sounds greet her entrance. A nerve-chilling wail and the frenzied rending of what could be human flesh. In that instant, she remembers George, and her heart hammering in her chest, she moves cautiously forward to find her path blocked by the threatening form of a newly awakened Wendigo.
No! Oh, no!
Marie's scream slices the morning air like the stroke of a finely honed razor. For an instant, these two combatants cease their violent battle.
What heat is that?
But only for an instant, for, despite its many flaws, the great green Goliath's mind generally runs on one track.
And once having begun something, old Greenskin doesn't like to stop until he's finished it. Give the Wolverine credit. He senses what's coming, then snaps his head aside with such speed that the blow is a glancing one.
And it's probably that, plus his astonishing stamina, that saves his life. For by rights, even a glancing blow from fists that can shatter mountains should be fatal.
Little man tried to trick Hulk, but Hulk was smarter, Hulk was stronger, and that's why Hulk won!
While within the rock-hewn hovel, a timorous Marie Cartier strives in vain to comprehend the urgent gestures of the ivory-pelted beast who stands before her.
I don't understand. What are you trying to tell me? What happened?
The Wendigo says nothing, merely bows its shaggy head sorrowfully, then stabs a taloned finger towards the weirdly lit chamber beyond. Fearfully, Marie steps into the room and is filled with shock and revulsion, such as she has never before known.
George? Oh, dear God! How could you?
For where the fur-clad girl had expected to find the torn and bloodied body of George Baptiste, instead she finds...
My brother, Nomok, once more? Then the rite of transformation has already been performed. Oh, George, the debt you owed us wasn't that strong. No debt could be strong enough for you to have done this. Why, George, why did you do it?
You don't understand, Marie. Perhaps you never will. But I did not do this because I owed a debt. I did it because I loved you.
Then, his last vestiges of human consciousness fading, the shaggy woods beast turns to the granite wall that imprisons him, demolishes the barrier with a single blow, and lopes swiftly off into the underbrush, leaving behind a shattered wall and an equally shattered Marie Cartier.
George, please, come back! Come back!
Outside, the Hulk stares in confusion for an instant as a huge white-maned form lumbers off into the sprawling forest. Then, the sound of soft whimpering reaches his emerald ears. And his curiosity piqued by the sound, the green Goliath shambles heavily towards the ruins of the stone slab hovel.
Sounds like someone crying.
Inside, Marie Cartier stands almost motionless, her thoughts whirling aimlessly through raging pools of deep, chaotic black.
Too much has happened too quickly for her poor mind to comprehend. Thus, in self-defense, she has retreated into the shelter of tender madness. She stares blankly at her rapidly reviving brother, at the unintentional cause of all this, and she does not even feel the heavy emerald hand laid ever so gently upon her shoulder. He is a simple creature, this incredible Hulk. There is so much he does not understand, but grief, despair, these are emotions he can recognize, and in his own clumsy way, try to soothe. So they stand together, the monster and the girl, both the victims of circumstances they could not hope to control, and both of them so terribly, terribly alone. Next, can even the Hulk survive being caught between hammer and anvil? Freaks. I don't know, what would he sound like? Caught. Flying start. All right.
Okay.
Going so well. Caught in the heart of a nuclear explosion, a victim of gamma radiation gone wild.
All right. For real now.
And since those claws can't seem to pierce that emerald hot... Nope. Oh, sorry about that. Too much Chinese food. Then pours a dusty gray pumice. Pumice?
Pumice.
Pumice. What the...
Okay.
What? Pumice. With that, Marie Cartier turns her face skyward, mutters an arcane chant beneath her breath. A pumice that glows golden with the dawn sun's rays.
Sorry. I'm still laughing about pumice. Okay.